Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Tuesday, November 4th, 2014, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And your radio producer, my name is Courtney Overfield. And you are listening live with our brand new show. This is the second month for Body, Mind, Spirit News, and I'm very excited to be here. Unfortunately, the rest of the staff is actually out of the office. Our owner, Melanie and Sherry are both out of the office. Penny's not here. They're all out doing certain things for the magazine and certain things to kind of help promote the guide. So here I am. I'll be your host and I'll be the one doing the show today. So I'm very excited to be here to help represent Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and represent the November issue. And I'm actually very excited about the November issue because it's purple. I know, it's so simplistic, isn't it? But I was very excited when we got this edition in because the front cover, if you've gotten a chance to take a look at it, it is entirely purple, and purple just so happens to be my favorite color. So we kind of thought that was a little ironic here at the guide because, everybody here knows that purple is my favorite, and, it kind of just kind of resonated spiritually, especially because, like I said, the front cover was purple. And one of the stone of the month or the rock of the month happened to be one that really resonated with one of the other girls here in the office, Sherry. The rock of the month this month happened to be the master healer, the Vogel. And last month we talked about clear quartz being, the rock of the month, and we had a small discussion about that. But this month it just so happened to be the Vogel. Now, the reason we kind of thought that was a little on the ironic side is because Sherry, who is here and she's, works here for the guide as well, she just happened to come across these small collection of Vogels. She actually just got three. And we've been talking about it after the recent gem show here in Michigan about, how three of them called to her. And she actually does Reiki and she works as a healer as well. So we thought that was interesting that we've had this conversation about Vogels here in the office, and then that happens to be the rock of the month. And Pat and Dave Petrovic from Bodyworks Healing Center and Global Breath Institute, they're the ones who do the vote, who chose the Vogel for this month and do the rock of the month every month. So thought that was very interesting. Now, we also talked a little bit about how last month there kind of seemed to be a theme for the guide and a theme for the magazine. So this month, as I was flipping through and reading the articles and going through everything to talk about today, I thought it was very interesting that the theme for this month happened to kind of fall into different areas. A lot of the articles and a lot of the things that are going on in the magazine this month talk about healing, a lot of different things that involve healing and working with healing yourself. And I thought that was very, very interesting. But one of the common things I also noticed in the magazine this month was not just the aspect of healing, but healing the mind. And how, we don't always pay attention to the fact that sometimes, what we carry in our mind or, our heart as far as emotionally tends to affect our physical being, our physical wellness, our physical health. So that seemed to kind of be like a common theme throughout the guide this month. And I thought that was really interesting, especially because, this month we're going to have Thanksgiving, next month we're going to have Christmas, then we have New Year's, and, this is, I don't want to say a hard time of year for everyone, but this is a busy time of year for everyone, and one thing that tends to kind of, come into play is our health, and a lot of that, it kind of deals with it in a lot of different ways. So if you think about it, we have our physical being, which, around this time of year, we all know we like to eat. You know, we enjoy the food. We enjoy the pumpkin pie and the Thanksgiving turkey and all the fun stuff that you can get around Thanksgiving. And then on top of it, you know, we have Christmas, and Christmas has that element, you know, that comes into play with, you know, the ham dinner, or, you know, a lot of people do turkey again and, you know, different things. And then New Year's, we have more eating and more fun. So a lot of eating and having fun. And this is the time of year where we kind of have to keep an eye on the calories and the carbs. You know, we don't want to overdo it. We don't want to make ourselves sick. And we definitely don't want to have that gritty feeling of, you know, I ate way too much. I can't move. I can't get off the couch. You know, so this is the time of year where we kind of have to watch our physical well-being. The other thing that kind of goes into play with our physical well-being is, you know, the changes of the seasons. You know, I'm sitting here in the office at the guide right now, and I'm looking out the window, and from inside looking out, it looks like a really bleak day here in Michigan. You know, it's cloudy, it's overcast, there's no sun. You know, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if rain doesn't drop out of the sky, you know, real soon. Just, it looks like one of those days. You know, I was outside earlier for a little bit, and, you know, it's not too cold, but it is chilly, especially because there's a wind in the air, you know. But those changes of seasons, you know, from hot to cold to hot to cold to warm to cold to snow to rain, that can really play a role on the body. You know, this is the perfect time of year for seasonal allergies. You know, this is the perfect time of year for sinus infections because, our bodies are trying to handle the changes. This is the perfect time of year for the flu, and the flu-like, you know, they're not diseases, but symptoms and, you know, viruses and so forth. So a lot of people are, you know, going through illness right now. You know, a lot of people are dealing with arthritic, carpal tunnel and so forth. So I thought it was really interesting that there was an article in the magazine this month that kind of, I don't want to say covers that specifically, but it's entitled "Are Your Thoughts Making You Ill?" And it's by Phil Rosenbaum. And, you know, he talked about, you know, why are so many people suffering from ill health? Why are so many people having physical symptoms and, you know, severe illnesses and so forth and so on? But yet some of these individuals who have such severe illnesses, like they get diagnosed with cancer, are able to cure themselves. You know, miraculously, you know, these things are disappearing. And I actually have a short story about that. My husband, you know, he got diagnosed with MRSA back at the end of August, a little bit into September, and he had never been on any pills before. You know, he's never really been sick, and they put him on antibiotics. Well, he ended up having 3 allergic reactions because he never had these antibiotics before. And when we, you know, went for the last allergic reaction, which was really severe, they told him that he had a small, well, it wasn't really small, but it was a pretty decent-sized mass below his heart, and then he needed an MRI. They couldn't determine what it was. Well, you know, we informed our friends, we informed our family, we informed everybody of what was going on, and a lot of people prayed for my husband. A lot of people, you know, clients and people, everybody here at the guide, and, you know, family and friends and everybody we work with and everybody we talk to was praying for my husband. I prayed for my husband. You know, my husband prayed for himself, you know, and then after he got the MRI, he found out that the mass had disappeared. He was completely gone. So this article is very interesting because it's almost like, you know, what you believe is what you manifest. And if, you know, we carry all these heavy thoughts, it can affect us physically. So I definitely say take a gander and take a look at that article. I thought it was really interesting. You know, it kind of comes into play. You know, we definitely want to change our conscious mind and the subconscious mind. You know, if they're in disagreement, the subconscious mind always wins, and that's, you know, that's literally quoted from Phil Rosenbaum. He put that in his article. For example, if you consciously wanted to lose weight, but subconsciously you believe the extra weight had some positive value, it would be practically impossible to lose the weight and keep it off. need to find out what the subconscious beliefs are if you sincerely want to change. And he recommends that hypnosis can help with this. So I'm going to say take a look at that article because I think that it was very interesting and it definitely comes into play. So I'm really excited to be here today talking with you guys. And there's a few things that, you know, I have I have the guide in front of me while I'm talking, but I also have stacks of pieces of the guide in front of me while I'm talking today. So I make sure I cover all the cool stuff for the month of November. If you would like to contact us here at the office, we are usually here Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. If by chance we don't answer, leave a voicemail. We might be on the phone with somebody else, you know, or working, you know, hard on the magazine. We do distribution and so forth. So if by chance we don't answer the phone, definitely leave a voicemail with your name and your number and why you're calling. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. But the number here at the office is 734-513-6137. You know, and feel free to give us a call if you're listening and you'd like your own radio show. I do the radio producing for Body, Mind, Spirit Guide Radio. You know, I help produce all the shows. So if you'd like your own radio show, if you have a product, a business, a book you've published, you know, if you would like to promote yourself, you know, radio is a great way to do it. You know, we have over 20,000 listeners a month now. We went up from 18 to well over 20. I mean, I'm sure we have even more than that. I'm just going to say well over 20 at this point. But, you know, that's a lot of people. And we get listeners from all over the world. So they're not just listening here in Michigan, they're listening all over the world. So you get a lot of coverage by doing, you know, a radio interview or a radio show. You're really getting yourself out there and you're really promoting yourself, you know, and we promote it all over the place. You know, I promote it on Twitter and Blog Talk and Facebook and the website and, you know, and all the shows stay up in archives. So if you ever want to check out any of the radio shows in the archive, you know, if you there's a show you love and you've missed some of them, definitely go to bodymindspiritradio.com, and that's bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can look up, you know, through all of the shows, all of our wonderful hosts who do shows every single month, and they have wonderful topics, you know, and follow through, you know, listen to the ones in archive because we definitely keep them up there, you know, for at least a year. You know, some of them have been up there for longer, so you can listen to all the backdated shows and you know, give feedback and connect with the host. You can also find us on Facebook. We have Body, Mind, Spirit Guide on Facebook. We also have Body, Mind, Spirit Radio on Facebook. So you can definitely go on there, like it, comment. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you like. Let us know what we're missing that you would like to see in the magazine or on the radio. And you can also always call into this show. We want to hear from you, and we want to hear what you know, think of the guide every month. You know, are we doing a good job? You know, do you love it? Or is there something you would like to see in it that maybe we don't have? What was your favorite article? You know, what is that one thing you look for every month? I mean, I always, you know, go for the rock of the month and the horoscopes. And, you know, those are my two favorite things. I love everybody's writing and so forth, and I always try to shift through and read everything. But I always like to learn more about crystals. That's just the kind of person I am. And, yeah, well, I always go for the horoscopes. But I love everything about the guide, so. Yeah, there's a lot of different things. So you can call the office to contact us, you know, if you need us. And that includes advertising your subscription. So the guide, if you go to bodymindspiritguide.com, we put the guide up there every single month. It's PDF format. You can view it online. But I'm old school. I don't always like to read everything online. You know, staring at a computer for a long period of time, your eyes kind of get blurry. So I like to have a hard copy in hand. We distribute to over 1,400 locations around Southeast Michigan. To be honest with you, we've been out distributing for the last week, and us here in the office who work for the guide have been doing distribution for last for November and October. So we are glad to be out there in the community. We are glad to be out there connecting with you guys who carry the magazine, who are supporting us, who, you know, are distributing them for us. So we here in the office are the ones out there talking to you guys and connecting to you guys and distributing the magazine. I was actually out in Ann Arbor yesterday with Sherry, who works here. We were doing the Ann Arbor route. We were distributing all over Ann Arbor, and that was a lot of fun. We got to go into new places that we hadn't been. So it was definitely cool, so we enjoyed that. But if you would like a hard copy in hand and you live in an area but you're unfamiliar where to go pick up the guide, you don't have any idea of where you would go to pick up the guide, please call us here at the office. We can help you find some local stores or businesses in the area near you where you can pick up the guide for free every month. If you live far out or you live in an area where we do not distribute it, we do offer subscriptions. You can do 1 year or longer, and it's $29.95 for a full year. That's 12 issues. We print the magazine monthly. And if you happen to have a magazine, you can open up the front cover. There is the tiny little subscription box right there. Or you can go to the website to subscribe, or you can call here at the office to subscribe, and you will literally get the issue mailed to your home every single month like clockwork. So it's kind of like, looking for a little present in the mail every month. So definitely wanted to talk about that and mention that. So one of the most exciting things we have here going on in the office and at the guide, this month, keep thinking it's still October. I think I want to trick or treat again. Need some more candy. this month, November 15th, we will be having an event at the Unity Church of Livonia. Now, we talked a little bit about this last month, but I want to talk about it again. It's an awesome event. It is being featured by the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. This is a Body, Mind, Spirit Festival, and this is Raising Consciousness Fundraiser. And once again, it's for the Unity Church of Livonia, which is on 5 Mile Road in Livonia. The address is 28660 5 Mile Road, Livonia, Michigan. So we're helping put on this festival. We're helping put on this festival for the month of November, November 15th. And basically, all proceeds from this festival will be donated to replace the church, the church's roof. So they need a new roof on their church, and we decided that wouldn't it be great and wonderful to help the local community and help this organization. So Penny, the owner, came back and was like, we should do this, and we were all like, yeah, let's go for it. So, we put into motion the Raising Consciousness fundraiser. So this will be on Saturday, November 15th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And at, I believe, it's 8 o'clock, and don't quote me on this, but I believe it's 8 o'clock, right after, the festival itself, we will be featuring a concert where Tatiana, and I'm so hoping I pronounced her name right, Skavnicki, will be there. And she used to work with Doreen Virtue and so forth, but she will be putting on a concert in the evening. So there's going to be a lot of vendors there, doing different things, healing and metaphysics, psychics, spirituality, snacks. There's gonna be a lot of vendors there, so excuse me, you can come during the day and check it out. Children are free with an adult, so definitely this is a family oriented event, so definitely bring the whole family. There will be an activity center for kids. You can do a little bit of shopping for the holidays. Definitely support this, the roof for the church. Admission to the event is $5. And if you want to do admission plus the concert in the evening, it's $10. So definitely check it out. Help support the community. Let's help them get a new roof. We're really excited to do this event. We hope to see you there. So once again, that's the Unity Church of Livonia. And if you would like to be a vendor at this event or be a speaker at this event, there's still a little bit of time. So you can contact the Unity of Livonia, Or you can actually go to bodymindspiritfestivals.com, and the application and all of the information is there. If you have any extra questions, just feel free to call us here at the office, and hopefully we can direct you and put you where you need to go. So really excited about that. So another interesting thing, kind of going back to healing, I actually got to do a wonderful interview yesterday with Robert Uhrbeck. I hope I pronounced that too. Hope I pronounced that okay. And I did a wonderful interview with him yesterday about Rolfing. He offers this service called Rolfing, and basically what it does is it's 10 sessions, and it helps heal the body. And he talked about working with the deeper tissues. A lot of times, people aren't working with the deeper connective tissues to heal the body, and this is what he does, and he helps with any pain in the body. So if you have rounded shoulders, if you don't have a lot of flexibility, if you have chronic hip, neck, or lower back pain, if you feel very compressed, your body feels compressed, if you need to breathe deeper, improve game as far as yoga, golf, sports, athletics, there's so much that this Rolfing can do, and I had so much fun interviewing him yesterday. So I'm going to recommend that you definitely go to bodymindspiritradio.com, look into In Touch Interviews, and I interviewed him yesterday. Check out the interview and listen to it. Wonderful man. He advertises in the magazine every month, and the reason why I'm bringing him up is not only because the interview was awesome, I learned a lot. But he had an article in November's issue about, Rolfing improving your running. So once again, we're back on that healing subject. And, I just thought it was interesting, like I said, that there was that common theme of healing going on, healing throughout the guide. So I wanted to bring that up. Definitely check him out. He, like I said, he's an amazing guy. It's really nice. And I had a lot of fun interviewing him. So hi, Robert, if you hear this, and, definitely check out that article. He seems, the article was a lot of fun to read, as far as it can, that modality can definitely help you out. So I'm just going to say, kind of keep that in mind. So another one of the events that seems to be going on here in the Detroit area is November 24th through the 28th. AMMA is going to be here in Detroit, and you might be saying, who's AMMA? she, according to this ad and this short article, she's actually, a humanitarian, spiritual leader, and shining example of unconditional love. She will be here in Detroit solely for the purpose of expressing and sharing the love and compassion. And she'll be hugging Detroit the week of Thanksgiving, November 24th through the 28th at the Detroit Marriott. So there's free public programs, the 24th, the 25th, the 28th. There's a retreat, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th. And for more information about this, you can actually go to AMMA.org, or you can call 734-995-0029. And what a wonderful thing for Thanksgiving that we're going to have a wonderful woman and a humanitarian here in Michigan to hug Detroit and to offer healing and love and compassion. And what a better time of year than Thanksgiving when, we're being thankful for all of our blessings and, what we have. So this article and this ad is in the beginning of the guide. So, if you pick up the guide or you read it online, you can see all the information and the programs and the retreats, and you can check it out. And, I like the quote that they actually put in the ad for her. If we have been able to give happiness to a soul, even for a minute, it makes our life blessed. And I'm a firm believer of that. Watch how you treat others, and I know growing up, we probably all heard that, treat others how you want to be treated. But I really think that this is, a true statement. don't judge a book by its cover, and really watch how you treat other people, because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know, you know, what where they're at in their lives and so forth and so on. So don't judge. You know, it doesn't do anybody a service. And sometimes you just have to kind of take a step back and show some kindness and some compassion. And that's not always easy. It's not. You know, we get frustrated as human beings. We get upset. You know, we have our moments. Every single one of us do. You know, if you're out there shaking your head no, trust me, you may not have noticed your moment, but you had one. but we all have our moments. We have our ups and downs. And wouldn't it be fabulous, just fabulous, if the moment that we're having, you know, a low moment, almost like, you know, we're stressed or we need help, or, you know, we need something to uplift us, if somebody showed you that kindness, if somebody showed you that compassion, if somebody showed you that mercy, you know, if you've had the day from heck and you're at the grocery store and, you know, you just can't push the cart to the car, and, you know, you're struggling with the kids and they're not listening, and somebody says, you know what, hey, let me push your cart to your car for you. I know I'm a stranger, but I'm just trying to help while you grab, you know, the kids and so forth. Wouldn't that just make your day? Wouldn't that just, that one act of compassion help? So just keep it in mind for the holidays, because I know that there's going to be a lot of people out there shopping. And there's going to be a lot of people out there, you know, returning gifts, buying gifts, you know, scrambling for the turkey, scrambling for the good deals. I'm not going to lie, I'm one of them. I love shopping after Thanksgiving, you know, doing the weekend sales, and, you know, Small Business Saturday is right after Thanksgiving. Definitely check out all of the small businesses in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. But, you know, with all of the things coming up for Thanksgiving, definitely show some kindness. You know, if somebody cuts you off in line, you know, don't get ticked and go off on them. You know, if somebody is rude to you when you're driving or they're driving, don't be flipping them off. And, you know, try to show kindness and compassion, because you don't know what they're going through that's making them have that moment. So just something to keep in mind. So Small Business Saturday, yeah, that's usually you know, right after Thanksgiving. We have Black Friday, and we're all out there at Best Buy with tents. I can honestly say I've never done that. But, you know, when I drive by Best Buy on Thanksgiving, I've seen it. Makes me wish you lived in Florida. Some of you guys might live in warmer states, but here in Michigan, I will not do that, especially because it's cold. Like, the worst part is standing in the cold. But after, you know, Black Friday, we have Small Business Saturday. So we have a lot of advertisers in the magazine, and we love supporting all of them, you know, and that's one of the reasons why we decided here at The Guide to do distribution, because we know The Guide, we love The Guide. We wanted to be closer to advertisers. We wanted to be closer to the people who are distributing it. We wanted to be really accessible to the community and to you. So, you know, we are working hard on that. Every month we strive to do that even more for you guys. So, you know, we have a lot of small businesses in the magazine. You know, yesterday when we were out in Ann Arbor, we went to a lot of small businesses. You know, maybe they're not necessarily in the guide, but they still distribute the guide, you know, and we support them just as much. So, you know, check out your small businesses. You know, a lot of metaphysical places will do gift cards or sales or things around the holidays. You know, there's just so many different advertisers in here. You know, I'm just kind of flipping through as I'm talking. And, you know, you know, we have this advertiser for Himalayan crystal salt lamps, improve your health. They, you know, offer their lamps at the Town Peddler Mall in Livonia, Countryside Crafts in Sterling Heights, and Total Health Foods in Wyandotte. You know, they're trying to do a small business and make it, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we I love the guide because it gives small business an opportunity to thrive and to connect with the community. That's what part of what the guide represents. But there's a lot of advertisers in here: Nightlight Candles and Imports, Infinite Soul Expression. There's Helping Hands of Light, H2 Chant, Wandering Owl in Jackson. If you're up near there, there's a Body and Soul Wellness Expo coming out in Mount Clemens at the Gibraltar Trade Center, and that will be November 28th, 29th, and 30th. Great opportunity to do some Christmas shopping and so forth. So definitely take a look at these ads. One of the things that our advertisers have started to do is some of them are actually putting coupons in the magazine. So if you grab the magazine or you read it online, you can, it's a PDF, so you can print a page. And you can print out the ad, and there can be possibly a coupon in some of them. So definitely keep an eye on that. We're trying to work more with our advertisers to do that, to so that you can try their services and you can, you know, work with them and afford to work with them, and definitely receive the service you want. You know, a lot of people like to try different things, but definitely support Small Business Saturday. You know, shop at your local businesses, because there are lots of them here in Michigan, and there's a lot of local holistic, metaphysical, and spiritual places here in Michigan. So, if you look up the local Chamber of Commerce, you can find some. You can find plenty of them on the guide page. You can find plenty of them in the magazine. So make sure to help support the holistic, spiritual, and metaphysical community. Shop Small Business Saturday. You know, let's keep small business, you know, around the world. And you know, like I said, a lot of these places are small business. You know, they make their living by, you know, clients walking through the door. And, they have to pay for the overhead. They have to pay for the lights, the electricity, you know, all of that. So definitely support that. You know, that's a big thing. I used to be a small business owner, and I still am in a way. So not here for the guide, but for a separate business. So I definitely know what it's like to do small business. So I would say definitely support that. So going back to the event that I talked about a little bit, because I totally had this off to the side and I didn't see it when I was talking about it. So just bear with me. I'm going back a little bit. We talked about the Unity of Livonia Festival for this month. And like I said, it's November 15th. I wanted to mention this because she's not here and I love her. So Penny Golden and Howard Golden, they are the owners of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. Penny Golden is the main owner. She's the one who's in the office, and we see a lot of her, but she was unable to be here today for the radio show. Like I said, a lot of our staff's out of the office working on a lot of different things. So that's why everybody's spending time with me today. I wanted to mention this because she's not here, so she can't tell me no. So she's the publisher and founder of the guide. We love her. She's a sweetheart. She's a wonderful woman. And she's going to be at the festival as well, which we're all very excited about. And I know a lot of people in the community are very excited to be able to see her. But she will actually be giving a free talk at this festival. And she will actually be doing a free talk on the 12 powers of man and the chakra system. So you can discover the inner workings of your body, mind, and spirit. And this is a free talk she'll be giving on November 15th at the festival at Unity of Livonia. So I would say definitely check it out. You can go to bodymindspiritfestivals.com for more information. This is also an ad that's in the magazine. I would say definitely, you know, check it out. It's free. You know, it's a $5 admission to get in, but it's free. And, you know, you can take this, and I will tell you, she actually taught some of this here at the office about the chakra system and so forth, and Penny is an amazing teacher. She is amazing. Listening to her teach is like, I don't know, it's almost like it's like swallowing honey. It goes down real sweet. It's just, easy to learn from her, and it's understandable. And I'm not saying that, you know, she's the best of the best, but she's definitely up there. And, you know, there will be a lot of other teachers there and so forth and so on. But I would say check out all of them because, you know, there's a lot of amazing people in the community who are going to be teaching and speaking. But I do got to give some praise to the boss lady for teaching that day. And I would say because, you know, check it out. It's going to be an awesome class. I know it's going to be awesome because she teaches wonderfully. She really does. So I definitely wanted to mention that. I once again want to kind of throw out there, I do see we have a little bit of listeners. We would love to hear from you. You know, do you listen to the shows? Do you read the magazine? Do you read it online? You know, how did you hear about us? What do you think? What should we improve on? What should? What more would you like to see in the guide? We want to hear from you. You know, we designed this show so that we not only could talk to the community and you could get to know us, who, you know, we work here at the guide and we work here in the office, but we also designed it so that you could give us feedback. This is an opportunity for you to tell us what more you would like to see in the magazine, you know, what we're missing, what we're lacking, what you would like. So definitely feel free to call in if you'd like to talk to us on the air. You know, today it's just me, so if you'd like to talk to me, the number is 646-378-0378. You know, you can also email us here at the guide, info@bodymindspiritguide.com. My personal email is radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, so you're more than welcome to email me. You know, if you have a comment, a question, or something you'd like to recommend, feel free. We want to hear from you. You guys make us who we are. You know, you guys are the ones that are supporting us and keeping us here. So we definitely want to make sure that, you know, you're loving what we're doing as much as we're loving putting it out there. So, you know, we've been talking about the holidays here, and I wanted to mention the food of the month, and it's amazake. I'm doing real well with pronouncing things today. It is amazake, and this is the food of the month. The recipe of the month done by Valerie Wilson is walnut pie. And just the idea of this recipe is making my mouth water. I seriously want to go home and make it. Just because I love walnuts. They're my favorite nut. I could seriously eat a whole bag of walnuts. Oh, gosh, I just love them, especially around this time of year. Now, I'm lazy. I usually make my husband crack them because I just don't like, you know, I'm sitting there with the nutcracker and then I hit myself in the forehead and it's just a huge mess. But love walnuts. But her recipe of the month is walnut pie, which her recipes are always short, sweet, to the point, easy to do, and, you know, they taste great. And then her food of the month, it seems to be, based on her article, it was invented by monks who wanted a sweet drink before going to bed, one that wouldn't keep them all up all night from a sugar high. It literally means sweet sake. It's made from brown rice that is fermented with koji. So amazake, I'm gonna say it that way. But Valerie is wonderful. She seriously is. She has a radio show every single month. It's the first Thursday of the month at 1 p.m. I have fun helping her with her show every month. She's a chef, author, counselor, and, you know, she's a teacher. You can check out her shows on bodymindspiritradio.com, and you can definitely check out her food of the month and her recipe of the month in the guide. You know, and she will also talk about them on the radio every month as well. So, but she's an amazing woman, and, you know, her recipes, like I said, I produce her radio show every month. And when I listen to her radio show, like, half the time I have to eat lunch beforehand, because if I don't, then I literally am craving food the whole time she's talking. Like, her shows are you know, just the topics and the food and so forth. You know, she does an amazing job. She actually talked about amaranth a couple months ago, and it's a grain and what it could do for you. And I actually got my husband, he's on the verge of high cholesterol, just to switch to a light granola snack Or I should say, it kind of looks like granola, but it's got oats and flaxseed and amaranth in it and so forth, and it's high fiber, and it's got dried blueberries and vanilla in it. But he actually really likes it because it kind of gives you that sweetness, but it's also really high fiber and good for you. So she gives a lot of recommendations of foods that you would like to eat, and they are healthier for you. So I'm just going to say keep that in mind. So I see we're starting to get a little bit lower on time. We have about 20 minutes left. So I'm just going to talk about a few more things that I thought were kind of interesting in the guide for November. So, I mentioned that health seemed to kind of come up a lot. There's also kind of a little bit more of an underlying theme when it came to karma. It's almost like the energy in the air was kind of a theme in the magazine. You know, there was an article called Karmic Attractions by Eve Wilson. And, you know, once again, we're talking about what we're manifesting, what we're bringing to us, you know, with our thoughts, our actions, our deeds. So that kind of goes back to the healing aspect I mentioned. I also liked the page that Penny had put in. It's called The Seven Deadly Sins, The Seven Virtues, The Seven Graces. Grace is what heals. And then the 17 shamanic practices, the seven chakras. So you have your seven sins: sloth, envy, gluttony, wrath, lust, greed, pride. The seven virtues: diligence, kindness, temperance, patience, chastity, charity, humility. Your seven graces: wisdom, knowledge, discernment, courage, understanding, comprehension, piety, reverence. Your 17 shamanic practices: owning projections, oneness, stepping outside of time, freedom, mindfulness, presence, ambiguous alchemy, transformation, beginner's mind, simplicity, integrity, impeccability, living consequentially, wisdom, transparency, openness, fearlessness, peace, non-engagement, unconditional love, non-doing trust, conscious permission, health, yes or no, certainty, confidence, non-suffering, joy, non-judgment, clear mind, non-attachment, being, walking, and beauty. Okay, I need to take a breath. And then you have your seven chakras: the crown, the third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, abdomen, or root. And that's solar plexus, sacral. Abdomen is also sacral. So it's kind of like it's like a chart. And basically, it kind of lines up where all this kind of goes together. So, for example, and here, you know, the sin is pride, the virtue is humility, the grace is reverence, the shamanic practice is non-attachment, being, walking, and beauty, and the chakra is root. And the root chakra always deals with safety, feeling safe, feeling listening to your instincts, survival mode, so forth. So I thought this chart was really awesome because, you know, it actually kind of flows into, you know, where are we at right now? What are we working on? And what also can we work with that? And how all of these things kind of coincide. So I would say definitely take a look at it. Penny put it in the magazine. I thought it was a little ironic because I've actually just had a conversation with a friend of mine about the seven sins and, you know, Dante's Inferno, and we got in a huge discussion about different things. I'm a very philosophical person sometimes, so me and my friends like to have huge philosophical conversations about different aspects, of life and karma. And so I thought it was interesting that was something that I had talked about with a personal friend of mine, and then it kind of came up in the magazine. So definitely check out that chart. It's one of those things that you should cut out of the magazine and hang up on the wall. I actually have it sitting in front of me here at the office where I am right now, and I'm running this show. But it's actually going to be hung up right on my front desk so I can see it every day. So it's one of those things to just kind of keep in mind, and I thought it was very interesting. So I just want to kind of throw that out there. So just a few other things in the magazine. Let's see, you know, a couple of people talked about spiritual energy crisis that came up with Christy Blaze. And I thought I saw it in here again. Somebody else, I think, talked about it as well. So, it just seems like there's a lot of energy in the air right now. There's a lot of energy out there, you know, so definitely, like I said, just kind of keep an eye on what you're saying and doing, because kind of all comes back to the holidays, and it comes back to the role Even when you're going into these small shops and so forth, keep your vibration high. You know, definitely talk about. I'm losing my train of thought because I was flipping pages. So, you know, the holidays, you know, definitely remember what you're saying, what you're doing. And when you go into these stores and you're shopping and so forth, definitely try to be kind. You know, and that's another article that kind of came up. This one's by David Miller. Kindness and caring, what are you receiving? Are you truly willing to receive kindness and caring into your living? What would it take to have more? You know, a lot of people out there who might listen to this might be saying, well, yeah, you know, I give kindness and caring, but why don't I get it in return? You know, I don't understand why I don't get complimented and I don't get this and I don't get that. Do you judge the compliments that are coming towards you? And I've done this before. I do this all the time with my husband. Less so now than before, but I still do it once in a blue moon. But I thought this article was really instrumental because I think a lot of people do this, and this is something that we'd all really need to think about. So, for example, when me and my husband first started dating, he would tell me I was beautiful. He would tell me all the time I was beautiful. You look beautiful. And, you know, he said it not every single time he saw me, but he would say it. You know, you look gorgeous. You look beautiful. And he would also call me sweetheart. And I finally kind of put my foot down and said, you know, stop calling me sweetheart. I don't think I'm that super uber sweet. Like when I think of a sweetheart, I think of that really nice, kind, compassionate person, like the one that's kind of quiet, but you know, I'm outspoken and blunt. Anybody who knows me knows that. I'm blunt, honest, straight to the point. And, I just couldn't quite see myself as that genuine sweetheart. You know, I have my own faults and so forth. And, my husband stopped calling me it because, you know, I kind of put my foot down. But he told me one day, you know, the reason why I call you sweetheart is because you truly have a genuine heart that you don't always show to everyone. He goes, you will show it to, you know, friends and families and clients and at work and so forth. He goes, but it's almost like you don't always want to show it to yourself. So I thought that was funny. And, you know, with him always telling me beautiful, I finally kind of put my foot down with that too. So the point of the story is how are you receiving compliments? How do you receive compliments and how do you handle that? Are you shutting that person down? Are you telling them, please stop telling me that or please don't say that? Or, you know, how are you handling compliments and, you know, judgments? Because it goes both hand in hand. I mean, somebody might say, you know what, you look really great today. And the next person might say, I don't know why you put that clip in your hair. It totally doesn't match your outfit. Like, how are you handling these things? And, you know, do you remember what it feels like to receive true kindness and to give true kindness? Do you remember what it's like to receive judgment, but then are you handing out judgment? So I'm going to say keep both of them very much in mind. And I thought that was a very good article for this month, Kindness and Caring. What are you receiving? And like I said, it's by David Miller in the guide, but I just want to read a portion of it. Are you truly willing to receive kindness and caring into your living? What would it take to have more? How many times have people been kind to you and you judge it as a suspicious action? Most of the time, people do not do kindness on this planet unless they want to create obligation. At some level, you know you are able to perceive the real intent behind someone's actions towards you, and you know when there is obligation attached. Now, isn't that sad? I mean, not the article, but that concept that, you know, we do something nice for somebody because it's like, okay, now you owe me. I did something nice for you. You got to do something nice for me. You know, it's kind of like setting up that agenda. We shouldn't be like that. You should do an act of kindness because you expect nothing in return, but to give pure light, love, and hope to the universe and to this planet. So, like I said, just kind of keep that in mind for the month of November, but that was also a really amazing article to pick up and read in the guide. I thought it kind of really went hand in hand with, like, the theme that's, you know, going on. You know, there's other articles, Restoring the Power to Heal, by William H. Carl in the magazine. There's that healing theme again. The second spiritual crisis article that I was talking about was by Dr. Abramsky. There's so much in the guide for November. One of my favorite articles that is a little off topic was by Wendy Powers. She's also one of our radio show hosts. She has her own show every single month. It's the first Saturday of the month. Her show already for November happened because November 1st actually fell on a Saturday. You can go to bodymindspiritradio.com to listen to her show as an archive. But I really liked her show this month because she talked about the article she wrote in the magazine. And I really liked the article. And her article was on, can a psychic also be a medium? You know, I thought it would fit for this time of year because, our futures are not quite set in stone. They never are. And, going into the holidays, the first of the year, we're going to make New Year's resolutions. We're going to want change. It's 2015. It's got to be a better year, right? You know, we have all these things running through our mind. We just came out of Halloween, which was one of the thinnest energy times of year, where a lot of energy was being poured between here and the other side. So, and the veil is still thin because it's not closing as quickly as it has years and years ago. So it's still there. And then on top of it, there's the frenzy, going towards the end of the year, like I mentioned before. So there's just a lot of energy in the air right now. And her article, Can a Psychic Also Be a Medium, kind of fits this time of year because this is the time of year when a lot of people like to connect with mediums. They really like to connect with those loved ones they've lost. Holidays are always hard. Holidays are the hardest time of year for me personally because I lost my dad at 16 and, I lost my great-grandma who I was very, very close to at 14. My great-grandma was the epiphany of Christmas. I mean, that woman really emphasized Christmas, and she's been gone for so many years, but every year it's harder and harder because she's not here. So a lot of people like to connect with mediums and psychics around this time of year because it's hard. It's hard to have those holidays without the people that we care about, And it's not that they're fully gone. It's just that they're not here physically. So a lot of people like to talk to psychics and mediums. So I thought that article was kind of interesting because it's the time of year for it. And she talks about the difference. Psychics read your life path but do not necessarily connect with spirit. Mediums channel souls who have passed on to the other side. So I would definitely say check out that article. It's a good article. It's a strong article, especially if you're interested in mediumship and in psychics and that's something that you want to do this time of year. Great opportunity this time of year. A lot of awesome energy in the air. So, definitely check that out. I see that we're starting to get short on time, so I just wanted to go over a couple things real quick. Classes and events we have in the magazine every single month. Right now is a great time of year to take a class or go to an event, especially, we have advertisers who advertise in the magazine specifically to promote their classes, their events. So definitely check out the classified section and check that out because they advertise in here to help you and to help bring you to learn the things and create the events that you guys would enjoy, you guys in the community. So check out that section, and definitely take a look at it. There's a lot of amazing classes in there, and this is a great time of year. It's a great time of year to be around people and connect and, I thought some of them were kind of cool. Like I talked about Valerie Wilson earlier. She's got one, Thanksgiving Dinner Cooked and Served. You can sit down dinner, not a cooking class. So you can, if you don't want to cook for Thanksgiving, you might want to call her. But I will let you know it's best vegan, organic, whole foods, healthy Thanksgiving you'll ever have. So if you want a really healthy Thanksgiving dinner, give her a call. Her phone number is 734-722-4553, and she's offering that as a class. So definitely check out the classes and events. There's a lot of good stuff in there, too. So a lot of amazing articles this month, a lot of awesome advertisers, a lot of wonderful things. So I just want to mention again, you know, the Unity of Livonia festival is coming up, Raising Your Consciousness. It's a body, mind, spirit guide festival, which means we are throwing this festival. We are coinciding with Unity Church of Livonia to do this. That we're working with them to make this an awesome event. We're going to have some awesome and amazing vendors there that day, speakers, a concert in the evening. So it's a $5 admission. And if you pay $10 at the door, that covers both the admission for the festival and that covers the admission for the concert. Or you can just pay the $5 for the, you know, to come into the festival if you don't want to do the concert. But to be honest with you, I would totally want to do that concert because she's amazing. She has a wonderful voice. Tatiana will do an amazing job that evening. All proceeds to this event go to restoring the roof on the church. Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is not keeping any of the proceeds. It all goes towards the church and fixing this roof. All of it, every single dime, nickel, and penny. So when you walk in that door and you pay the $5 admission, that goes to the church to fix their roof. You know, our vendors who are paying for vendor space, you know, all of that money is going to fix this roof. So we're really excited because not only, you know, are you helping your community, but all these vendors, everybody there is doing the same. So we think it's pretty amazing, and we're really excited. So that's November 15th. If you'd like more information on it, there is a full-page ad in the beginning of the November issue. Check it out. You can also go to bodymindspiritfestivals.com, and there's more information on there if you'd like to be a speaker or a vendor. I'm not 100% positive. We've had a lot of people call for vendor spaces, so I'm just going to say keep it in mind. If you really want to get in, this week is really the time to do so because I know we're running out. We hope to see you there. We hope you can make it. It's a family affair. Bring the whole family. Children come for free. There will be activities for the kids. You know, bring the whole family. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I want to thank everybody for listening today and being here with me. I know next month that we should have more staff. You know, Melanie, Sherry, and Penny will hopefully be able to be on the show next month. But it's been an honor to represent the guide and talk about Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and the news for the month, the news for the magazine. So I want to thank everybody for listening and joining us. And like I said earlier in the show, if you'd like to connect with us, you can email me personally, radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. You know, I am the radio producer here for the guide, amongst other things, and if you're interested in your own show, you have a product, merchandise, anything along those lines, you know, definitely want to promote, then definitely contact me. And we also do advertising in the guide, you know, and that's one thing I want to kind of hit on real quick before we run out of time. The holidays are a perfect time of year to improve business. People are Christmas shopping. People are out there looking for specific things and so forth. If you own a small business or if you offer a service, you know, a product, something along those lines, advertise in the guide. It gives you a lot of exposure. We print 40,000 magazines a month, and they go into over 1,400 locations in Southeast Michigan. The holidays is a perfect time of year to advertise and build your clientele, build your business, get your name out there. So definitely if you would like to advertise, contact us. If you would like to subscribe and get the magazine, you know, mailed to you, give us a call. That number at the office here is 734-513-6137. And definitely let us know how you can. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful month. And we will see you next month on Tuesday, December 2nd, for the next Body, Mind, Spirit News radio show. And we'll be talking about December's issue and all the fun that we're going to have next month. So everybody have a fabulous day. Stay warm and make sure you have a slice of pumpkin pie for me. And have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.